Wendy, have you ever seen this thing online called Wikipedia? Does that name mean anything to you? Wikipedia?
Wikipedia?
It's on the line.
It's the best thing ever. Anyone in the world can write anything they want about any subject. So you know you are getting the best possible information.
Stephen Pruitt joins us right now. Stephen is a volunteer Wikipedia editor. Some say that a third of the content on Wikipedia has somehow been written or edited by Stephen. Stephen, first of all, thank you for being here. Second of all, let's talk about that volunteer part. Why are you doing this for free?
Because it scratches an itch. I'm the sort of person who has an academic bent to begin with, and this sort of keeps me from having to, well, I hate to put it like this, but this way I don't go through the PhD program and write the thesis, and I still get the reward of having written an article or having done something, something educational around it.
All right. That's all. Yeah. Then that pays off for you, I guess. Go back to the early days of you having some involvement with Wikipedia. First of all, what was that like? What happened that made you say, I want to get involved in this?
I remember it from the days when I was in college. And I'm sure a lot of us had this experience back in the early days. We'd be searching something on Google, and there'd be a bunch of sources, and somewhere down on the first page, there'd be Wikipedia, and it would say, you know, the online encyclopedia, anyone can edit. And I'd always look at that, and I'd say, oh, yeah, sure, I believe that. But it didn't go away. It kept rising in the search results. And one day, my attitude changed from, yeah, sure, to, well, this can be fun, at least, you know. Why not? Mm-hmm. So I jumped in and I wrote something. I thought about my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, who was a hero of the Revolution, still fairly well-remembered in certain parts of Central Virginia. And I thought, well, he's the sort of person that I think I could write an article about. And I did. Looking back on it now, it wasn't my best work, but it stayed. It's been fixed up some. It's been changed some. And I kept an eye on it, saw that it wasn't going anywhere, and that sort of whetted my appetite to do more. So I did a few more things about the Revolution and kept coming in and out over the next couple of years as I was getting ready to graduate. And again, it's another academic pursuit, and it was a nice outgrowth of some of the stuff that I was doing in class and in school. And it really, after college, I really haven't looked back since.
All right, I have a couple of bones to pick with Wikipedia. One is there was a Wikipedia entry that my name was linked to, so I clicked on it, and there was nothing there. So I wrote a bio, and I submitted it, and Wikipedia got back to me and said, you know, you can't submit your own information. Someone else has to write it. And a lot of times we have guests on here, and we bring up their Wikipedia page, and a lot of the information is incorrect. How do you explain those things?
Well, for the first point, a lot of people take conflict of interest editing very seriously. I'm actually less against it than many, with the understanding that everything should be kept neutral. You know, as long as you're doing it neutrally, I really don't have much of a problem with it. But I can't understand why other people do. For the second one, and it's kind of funny talking about this, because I have an article of my own now, and I didn't have that a few weeks ago. In that article, watching it develop, I discovered I cannot actually prove when I was born. I mean, I know when I was born, and we have the birth certificate, but nowhere in anything I have ever said publicly has my birth date appeared, which means to all intents and purposes, it's not verifiable. And that's sort of where the problem is, because, I can look at the thing and say, well, that's not true. I know that about myself. But if there are no sources stating that, then it becomes a lot more difficult to put it up there, because I can say whatever I want. You know, I always think of the example of the painter James Whistler, who was, as I recall, was born in St. Petersburg. But he would claim things like, oh, I was born in 1874 in Paris. And people asked him why. He said, because I'm telling my story. I get to choose where I was born, and I get to choose when I was born. St. Petersburg's boring. I want to be born someplace more interesting, you know. So I always think of that as the flip side of the discussion. But yes, it's a lot of it is based on simply what sources are out there. And if the sources are crap, then, you know, we have to go with what's there.
Tell us about
Let me tell you. Let me just tell you, the sources are a lot crappier sometimes than people realize.
Oh, all right.
I believe that. Tell us about this Women in Red project.
So Women in Red was started about, almost 5 years ago, after some discussions that were had at Wikimania and a couple of Wiki conferences about the fact that the gender gap on Wikipedia was so large. If I remember correctly off the top of my head, when the project was started, something like 14% of the articles, biographical articles on the English Wikipedia were about women.
That's pretty low.
We have moved that to 17.8% almost. It's pretty low, but also when you think about the sheer volume of the numbers involved, you know, however many biographical articles, it's well over a million to begin with. So we've done a great deal of heavy lifting to get that number as high as it is even. It sounds low, still under 20%, but it's a lot higher than it was 3 or 4 years ago. And that's been due to the work of a lot of volunteers, a lot of volunteer editors, people like me who are combing through sources, searching for people who haven't always been part of the traditional encyclopedic narrative, and we're writing articles for them. It's a huge part of combating systemic bias.
I should send you my entry that I tried to put in by myself.
We just think it's weird. Neither Wendy nor I have a Wikipedia entry, but secondary characters on SpongeBob have
yes!
two or three pages. It's a little strange.
Well, and that's part of what goes into the systemic bias discussion. I'm one of those people who buys books to use for editing, and I just bought a book on American folk art. And there's names of painters in there. Since I was an art history major, that particularly intrigues me. And you look at some of the names of people in major gallery collections. They don't have articles yet. There are fascinating articles about historians in this book that they don't have articles. And it's all, what it comes down to is the interests of the editing base. And a lot of the editing base is interested in pop culture because it's more immediately accessible.
Sure.
And I can understand that.
Yeah.
Which just means you have to think more about how you're going to approach the problem of what gaps need to be filled. You know, you can jump into the breach, which to a degree is what I have done, because that's just the way I like doing things. But, you know, you look at it from that perspective, you have to think, where are the gaps growing? Where do we need to plunge in? What holes do we need to plug? And what holes need less work? You know,
yeah.
I don't do a lot of pop culture stuff because, well, for one thing, I don't follow it much.
Mm-hmm.
But for another thing, it's going to take care of itself.
True, because most people are into that.
Sure, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's as long as it's good, clear, clean information, sure, there's no problem with that. But, and this gets back to what I say about the academic bent, you know, several of the people I've spoken to are involved, for instance, in Women in Red. We'd be writing papers and theses and dictionary articles, you know, from here until eternity, if it weren't for Wikipedia. Instead, what we're able to do is reincorporate people into the broader historical narrative. The phrase that I've used often is, we're redefining the canon. You know, the art history as it's being told by Wikipedia is not the art history that was being told even when I studied American art. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I had a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
And I had a limited amount of resources. And here we don't. And all of a sudden we can put names back into the story. So they say, I never expected to see that.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Did you make the honor roll every time when you were in school?
I bet you did. You were on the honor roll every year, weren't you?
I think so.
Of course.
A little bit longer than I'd care to admit.
What do you do, Stephen? I know we established you do this on a volunteer basis. What do you do to earn a living? Well, how does your money flow come in?
So I work for a federal contractor in the D.C. area, working on records management with Customs and Border Protection. And that's a huge, labyrinthine, complex thing. But basically what I do is I assist in the movement of records between offices. I assist in discussing policy. I assist in teaching policy.
Yeah.
You know, we're a small team working in a very large agency, so we're doing a lot of the stuff without getting too technical and too deep into the weeds about it. There were several presidential presidential orders passed in the early 2010s dealing with records management. And so a lot of what we do between that and federal law, we're working to build compliance within the agency. And it's a large and complicated thing.
Sure.
But it's another great thing for an archivist, you know, which I never thought that a BA degree in art history would take me in this direction, but I'm very glad that it has. It can be very, very interesting work.
Time magazine named you one of the most one of the top 25 most influential people on the internet a few years ago. Wikipedia also says that you still live with your parents in the home you grew up in. Is that true?
Yes.
All right. I just wanted to verify.
What do they think about this? Are they proud? They must be very proud of you, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I often say my father would have been involved on Wikipedia well before, 20, 30 years ago, if it had existed 20 or 30 years ago. Dad is, and I are very much of a piece in that regard. We're both scholarly academics. He studied Russian literature, and he did Slavic studies as his PhD.
Wow.
And he did, in fact, write a couple of articles for an encyclopedia many years ago. I don't know the full story behind that. But yes, my father is very much of academic bent, and my mother grew up in the Soviet Union in a family of more educated background. Her grandmother, I am told, was from a long line of rabbis and doctors in Lithuania, and her step-grandfather, who who raised her a great deal, as my grandmother worked, was an ex-seminary student turned veterinarian, and he would take her to museums all around St. Petersburg and historic sites and just let her see things, and mm-hmm. he wouldn't say anything, and he just let her figure it out for herself. Yeah. And of course, also, because she also worked at the university before she immigrated, she taught English language and literature for many years at Leningrad State University. And so she also comes from an academic background. And as you can imagine, I'm a late child. I'm an only child. We didn't go to sports much. We did go to the theater. And you can imagine what the dinner table conversations were like
yep.
when I was growing up.
We can only imagine. Well, Stephen, it was great talking to you.
3 million edits we can thank you for.
3 million edits.
Pretty impressive.
Well, it's I've been at it for 13 years. I've had enough time to get quite a few under my belt. But it's great fun. It's an interesting place. It's a fun place.
I would imagine.
I wouldn't be sticking with it as long if I hadn't enjoyed it.
Why would you?
So.
Absolutely.
Well, continued success.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
Have a good rest of the week.
Thank you. You too. And stay warm. I heard the weather report.
It's a little bit on the cold side. Just a little bit. We'll get through it. Stephen, thank you. Have a good rest of the week. Stephen Pruitt,
you as well.
Volunteer Wikipedia editor who is responsible for more than 35,000 articles that have been created there on the Wikipedia. Take a break.
Fascinating.
We'll take a break and come back. There's more ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.